Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool evening. Haifa experiences mild temperatures, making it pleasant for a night walk. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that fighters in the Gaza division express concern over the increasing use of kites in the border area, warning they could be used for arson attacks. Also, according to I-24 News, intelligence on Turkish plans led the IDF to strike a Syrian airbase. Also this hour, Israel Hayom covers strong reactions from border communities about the lack of IDF response to kites from Gaza. Separately, JNS reports the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding Gaza's tunnel network and linked to the October 7th massacre. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes Iran's condemnation of new U.S. sanctions plans, with Trump warning other nations against aiding Iran. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News English mentions that the UAE is fortifying fuel storage tanks in Abu Dhabi with metal barriers to guard against potential Iranian drone attacks, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English highlights that U.S. President Donald Trump plans to award the Congressional Space Medal of Honor to astronauts of the Artemis II mission in a post from earlier. Hussein Abdul Hussein shares that Israel's Defense Minister Katz criticized the U.S. envoy Barak's response to the Abu al-Duhur airport raid, suggesting a contradiction with Trump's Middle East policies. Let's go deeper, starting with reports from Walla. Concerns grow in the Gaza division as fighters note a rise in kite activity near the border. They fear these kites could be weaponized for arson, similar to past incidents. This could pose significant risks for nearby communities. Turning to the IDF's recent actions, I-24 News reveals that intelligence on Turkish intentions prompted an Israeli strike on a Syrian airbase. This move underscores the region's complex security dynamics and ongoing tensions with Syria. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports dissatisfaction among border communities regarding the IDF's reaction to kite threats from Gaza. Residents demand improved detection and response capabilities. This highlights the ongoing challenges in safeguarding civilian areas. On another front, JNS details the IDF's elimination of a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th massacre. The IDF continues to target those rebuilding Gaza's tunnel networks, aiming to prevent future attacks on Israeli soil. Finally, from the Jerusalem Post, Iran's military leadership criticizes planned U.S. sanctions, warning of severe retaliation. This follows former President Trump's caution against supporting Iran, indicating heightened geopolitical tensions. On the economic front, First Matter of Business reports on the rising demand for luxurious assisted living in Israel, with the CEO of Up to 120 noting how longevity is reshaping lifestyles. Separately, Gett has relaunched its overseas ride booking service, as detailed by Globes, primarily targeting Israeli travelers with seamless payment options. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses Rani Zim's expansion of shopping centers, noting an 18% surge in NOI, which could signal a shift in consumer habits. DZM. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.